Party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It's been a very, very busy 2.5 hours so far, and donations have been flying in the last hour and a half. Thank you to all the
bonus
breakers.
Bonus cash right now.
Give to Lincoln.com/Cedars. You can also drive by with cash or check. It's been fun, so thank you to all the people who have supported us. We also have right now with us from Cedars, Adrian Poppy, whose father, Kevin, from Grant, just donated in the last segment. Welcome, Adrian.
Poppy.
Adrian, what's your role here?
Yes. I'm the director of development for.
Oh,
the
you're
Cedars
the director of development.
Director of development.
No big whoop. This,
see, here's the thing
I'm
about.
Very intimidated.
Here's the thing about being a director of development. You can, it's very real. You can track how you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like a title that you can't track.
Yes.
Well, just
what
to
was,
exist.
No, what
really?
Was the one that
the Big Ten guy.
McIntosh got? What was
no,
his?
Chris McIntosh. He's the director of strategy.
Director of strategy.
If you're the director of strategy, we'd have no idea what you do. We'd be like, that sounds great. We have no idea, but now we know.
Development, that is important, though. So walk us through, what's your role like here? What does that role look like?
Yeah, so basically I am just helping to connect the community, so all of our philanthropic supporters, with the good work that happens every day here at Cedars. So it really is all about building relationships and then helping our donors understand their true impact.
How long have you been here?
So I've been with Cedars in total for 16 years.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so 13 of those I was working on the program side of things. In our Early Childhood Development Center is where I started. I did foster care recruitment, worked in the family homes, was within our HR department doing employee engagement and recruitment. Then I left the state of Nebraska for a couple years and came back, and here I am.
And she used the word philanthropic. Very
it's a big word.
She threw that out in mid-sentence.
We'd messed it up pretty
easy. She is the director.
She's director. I couldn't have. Steve's a wordsmith. I couldn't have done that. So that alone really impressed me.
She now, has to be educated.
Now, you are.
You are University of Nebraska.
Thank
you. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Now, she's high energy. When you come out, I saw yesterday I was out here preparing
Jake
for the day,
yesterday.
And she was here, high spirits, getting all this stuff set up. Like, you are an energy person, Adrian.
Spirit animal.
Would you agree with that? Spirit animal.
Yes.
Spirit animal. Yeah. No, for sure. Well, what gives me energy is the work that's done here every day and then the community rallying. So this is like our Super Bowl today.
This is the Super Bowl?
This is our Super Bowl.
And we're leading off the Super Bowl.
That's right.
We made it. We're
here. I need to start taking this stuff more seriously.
Yeah. I mean, to build a winning team, you need all components, right?
Yes,
so
we
have it here, all the good work. The folks working in our emergency shelter. We have a youth outreach center downtown Lincoln for youth who are experiencing homelessness.
Sure.
So we have some really good things happening. Now we need the community to really complete that so we can drive it home.
You can see things happening. That gym.
It's fantastic.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. Yes.
You have to be very proud of that.
So proud of it. And one of the great things is the backside of where our offices are, there's windows that face the windows into the activity.
Windows facing windows.
So,
that's when you know you've made it.
It's true.
Right?
That's when you know you have a facility. Windows facing windows. It's true.
But the good thing is we have then lenses into those trajectory changing moments. Kids come into our care with so many different situations, and we have now a space for them to move their bodies and get active,
right. Yeah.
Which helps them to feel more calm. These are really things that they'll be able to carry forward later on in life.
Yeah.
So it's those little seeds that will help them change their lives.
And that gym will be very useful when it's so nice out today, but it's
yes.
not always like this.
Yeah.
Minus, you know, 20 degrees, they can go in there and walk around that.
It's a walking track.
The walking track is fantastic,
yeah.
Especially we kind of utilize it as a tool for our staff because a lot of times kids and actually anybody, you know, when you're having a bad day,
mm-hmm.
sitting right next to someone or looking them in the face, you don't really know them and right trying to lay it all out, like your frustrations, where you're at.
Yeah.
Side-to-side conversations, movement, really, it helps to build trust, helps them open up. So it's fantastic.
That's good to know.
I think it's amazing. We live in, I know I do, it's kind of this weird world of things going pretty well. People don't realize everything else is going on, that there's youth that is homeless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just the education part, not so much of what you do, just like what is going on out there in the real world of like these kids, they're going through hell.
Yeah.
And you're able to educate us on this, because there's a lot of people every day, we wake up, we do our stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not aware of a lot of this stuff. I know if someone said, is this going on? I know that's going on, but I really don't.
Yeah.
And these days help us and helps everyone in
awareness.
Lincoln. Awareness is huge.
It's important. So then when we are sitting here saying, you know, how can we be a part of the solution? Today is the day, because it's not, you know, we all have different strengths, different abilities, but this is a time for us to all be able to show up in any capacity. So.
And I do think that what Bill said is right. You probably run into people in the community that don't understand the level of care that's needed or what you're dealing with on a daily basis.
Is it
a big part of your job just to explain that?
Yes, yeah.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Raising awareness is a big part of it.
That's what we're doing today.
It's what we're doing today. So we're just grateful that, you know, you're out here helping us rally the troops. But it is important for us to stay, you know, educated on what experiences are out there, because I think you said we go day to day just going through the motions, but a lot of kids are working really hard to try to just make ends meet. And
it's what I told my players every single day. I'd ask them if they come walking in. You're one of two things. Which are you? You're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution today.
Oh, that's big.
That's all you are. Every day, you're one of two. You're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. So we need solutions today. And so people out there, I thought you make a choice right now, and it can be so small. And just also, is there any other donations that people can do as far as time or as far as volunteering or any of those other things? So not just finances. Is there anything else that people can do?
Yes, we do have a variety of different volunteer opportunities throughout the year. We do have a volunteer community engagement coordinator, Paige Thompson. She's fantastic. We work with a lot of businesses during the holidays. That's a really impactful time for us. All of the kids and families that are being served by our programs, the community comes in together to essentially provide all of their Christmas presents. So we'll have folks that will donate gifts, also wrap the presents. That's kind of a fun one too.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Could someone hearing this just now think, I want to give time and I want to give in some? Can they stop by like today?
Absolutely.
Park, come in and talk to somebody and say, I'd like to volunteer in some capacity.
Yes.
How would I do it? So today, that could also be a huge donation, because time matters, because of all the stuff they raise this money, there's still people that have to be able to facilitate everything.
Absolutely. And it's all a part of the team. So.
Right there.
Yep.
I want to read this text we just got from Dwayne on the text line. Dwayne says, Candy and I will make our donation tonight to give to Lincoln Day. Cedars is always first on the list. We went through foster care training at Cedars in 2010, and the first placement entrusted to us was an infant boy. We were able to adopt him a year later. He is now 15. We couldn't be more thankful for the support Cedars gave to us in our journey with our son. We are forever grateful. That's from Dwayne and Candy.
They adopted an infant boy.
From
Cedars.
Yeah.
See, that's real.
Yeah.
Real stories.
What also is real is we have a huge need for teens, for foster teen placement. So homes who are willing to open their homes to teens. Mm-hmm. Every month we have around 200 teens that need a home. That's a lot.
That is a lot. So once again, doesn't have to be cash out the window. Time, and like I said, am I correct? It's harder for teens, right? It's much harder for it. It's kind of like it's just the way it is. People are like, well, someone that's 15, someone that's 14, it's just harder than someone that sometimes dealt with a baby. Am I right on that or not?
I would say maybe the opposite, because, I mean, there's – I have the privilege of getting to know the youth that stay within our shelter and our scattered site apartments, and truly, they just need someone to see them for who they are, see past the situations that brought them into care. A lot of those have been outside of their, you know, they have no control of those things. So the right person who can see their potential, a lot of really cool things happen in those moments.
Just got a text from Tim who says, my son's old college soccer teammate is working for Cedars and has been over for a year. Thank you for the organization and support, and a donation is there with the match coming through from the employer.
Oh, wonderful.
Even better. From
that is
Tim
awesome.
On the
thank
text
you,
line.
So yeah, thank you for thank everybody.
People are listening to the show.
And they're donating.
Yeah, we've got a lot today. We appreciate it.
And they're honking the horns. Yeah. We love being the porch.
There's a guy over here with cash in his hand.
Right over here?
Yeah, there's a guy with cash in his hand.
He looks like Conor McGregor.
Yes, he does.
He looks like Conor McGregor.
Yes. I don't think it is Conor McGregor.
That'd be impressive if he was here.
Kids walking up right now. Yes, we have kids walking up right now.
With cash.
Yes.
So sweet.
Well, we won't get a break until they get over. How about that?
Yeah.
We have Adrian Poppy here from Cedars again. We're for Give to Lincoln Day. Please donate at givetolincoln.com or donate with cash check live here at 6601 Pioneers Boulevard.
He's got a Wyoming T-shirt on.
Here we go. What's your name?
Kip.
Kip. We got Kip in the house with his kids.
What names?
Charlie.
And Jack or Zach?
Jack.
Charlie and Jack have stopped by with Father Kip over here.
Awesome.
Swim lessons this morning. Thank you for dropping off some cash.
That is job, very, Kip. Thank you. That is, it's an awesome T-shirt, too.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Great. Wyoming.
It's a
nice
Wyoming T-shirt.
That's Kip, Charlie, and Jack on the way to swim lessons stopping
looks
by.
Looks like they're getting.
Oh, this is New Day. So they're donating coffee this morning.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Everybody's in the house.
Look at that. The community.
Well, Adrian, we appreciate your time. We appreciate you guys at Cedars for all you do. And we wish you the best of luck today and the whole year ahead as well.
Thank you.
Good job, Adrian.
We'll wrap things up with a spillover next here at Cedars on Early Break on the Ticket.
You're listening to 93.7 The Ticket, 7 hours of coverage of Give to Lincoln Day from Cedars at 66th and Pioneers. Donate to Cedars anytime, all day at givetolincoln.com.